This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1581. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 7th, Albania, Botswana, Canada, China, Cyprus, Turkish, Diego Garcia, Europe, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Iran, Israel, Korea, Libya, Madagascar, Mauritania, Mexico, Mozambique, North America, Peru, Portugal, Taiwan, Tajikistan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More to the info last week we had about Radio Tirana Albania being missing from both its shortwave transmitters. Christian Milling of Radio 700 in Germany has already been providing podcasts of Radio Tirana in English and several other languages. You can find more about this if you just go to www.radio700.info. And also there is live streaming of some of the broadcasts from Tirana, including English at 0330 UT. But not every time we've checked. If you keep checking at that hour, you may hear it. Furthermore, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight found that Radio 700's shortwave transmitter, low power in Germany on 6005, was carrying the German broadcast of Radio Tirana at 18 to 1830 UT. As of September 7th, still no shortwave from Radio Tirana, but good news from Christian Milling, who's in touch with their German service and finally found out what the problem is. He says the studio-to-transmitter audio link is defective. New equipment is ordered and shall arrive and be installed in the next weeks. Here's an interesting item from all that new WikiLeaks material from the Media Network blog. Botswana invited U.S. troops to guard VOA transmitters. It invited U.S. to send troops to guard the station broadcasting Studio 7 to neighboring Zimbabwe. According to leaked diplomatic cables, Botswana's Defense, Justice, and Security Minister is said to have made the extraordinary request in July of 08 over concerns that Zimbabwe would try to take out the controversial transmitters operated by the International Broadcasting Bureau, especially medium wave 909 kHz. That report came from, where you may read more about it, www.newzimbabwe.com. Via Dan Say, Alt Radio Network CBC, via Mike Cooper, a press release about the new fall season of CBC Radio 1 from broadcastermagazine.com. Notably this. This is that, the completely improvised and consistently hilarious satirical program continues in the fall with 16 brand new episodes. Pat Kelly and Peter Oldring explore such topics as Prairie Halloween, why NASCAR is coming to Vancouver in the blood sport of beaver fighting. This is that doesn't just talk about the issues, it fabricates them. In local time, it's scheduled on CBC Radio 1 Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. providing 5 webcasts across the time zones of Canada. One of Canada's oldest and largest radio stations, CKAC 730 in Montreal, is changing format as of September 6th, from sports to traffic, now known as Radio Circulation 730, according to an item on MarketWire.com via Sylvain Noe in Quebec. Its owner, of course, had recently applied for a traffic format on 690 and 940, but the CRTC nixed that, inviting other applicants. On the NRC list, Doug Smith has rounded up a list of applications for those two frequencies to be heard at a hearing October 17th. There are 3 of them for 690 and 2 for 940. The most unusual of which is for 690, Dufarne Communications is applying for a French-language LGBT-oriented station. Sometimes a signal inside a broadcast band is not what it may seem. 4805 was being heard in Chinese August 20th at 1945. by Arne Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin. Mauno Ruutila in Finland figured out how it got there. He says it's a difference spur of the Shijiazhuang site in China, of China Radio International, 7235 in Cantonese and 6020 in Albanian. He was hearing both audios on 4805. It's referred to as an IMD product, or as I like to call them, a leapfrog. Usually they're closer together, but in this case, there's a wide separation from the 7 to the 6 to the 4 megahertz band. More reports of what is believed to be the elusive radio Bayrak in the so-called Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, just above 6150. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden heard a signal August 24th at 0227 UT, 38 hertz above the frequency. Also for several nights, but extremely weak. He says there's a carrier, but only fragments of music heard. According to comments by Mauno Ruutila and a tip by Arne Nielsen, this could be Radio Bayrak. He says he was getting best reception with his antenna pointing 120 degrees toward the Near East. Mauno Ruutila reports this, referring to an earlier log by Martin Groot in the Netherlands. I think it was Radio Bayrak, heard close to 6150.04. I checked it various times via remote receivers, but could never get readable audio. It was off today, September 4th, but suddenly came back on the air at 1849. The last time I heard from Bayrak was in June when they said the antenna system is being repaired and partly renewed, but the damage is bigger than anticipated. I asked if they have returned to the air, but got no reply yet. Unfortunately, the repair apparently did not help. Here's another report about it from Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX in Germany, for September 2nd. 37 hertz above 6150, tentative radio Bayrak, nice signal in low modulation, noted from 0230. Increasing signal in Europe, been heard during this hour until 0306. Signal strength S8, checked on various remote software-defined radio units in Europe. There was a tone at 0300, probably a time signal on the hour. Little by little over the years, the USB transmitters carrying the American Forces Network at certain remote bases have been disappearing. And here's another one that's not been heard recently, but let's hope it's only temporarily. Diego Garcia. Ron Howard in California says he hadn't been hearing it lately on 4319 USB. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says he checked the channels every day, the other one being 12759, but as of September 3rd, at least a week or more of no signals. And then Alakesh Gupta in India replies, Diego Garcia has been off the air for more than a month, but he contacted them via the AFN website and said, yours is the first report we've received of a possible shortwave outage on Diego Garcia. I'm forwarding your mail to the field operations office. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. Europirate Laser Hot Hits has been jumping around to different frequencies just below 7 megahertz. They'd been on 6940, but on September 3rd, Gary Drew in South Harts said they'd moved to 6920 and still on 4015. Brian Clark in New Zealand was still hearing them on 6940. September 3rd at 0657. However, as of 2229 UT, September 6th, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal said they'd moved again to 6945. And by the way, a different program on their other frequency, also audible, 4015. As of September 7th, around 1800, Carlos Gonçalves was still hearing them on 6945, IDing simply as Laser International, an ID also heard around the same time by Roger in Germany. Pier Roberto Scaglioni, shortwave Yahoo Group, a Europirate with a French accent and perhaps location as well as a mailing address in France, Radio Waves International, says it'll have a special broadcast on 9/11, replaying the program they did just 1 year after the tragedy under the name of WCS, World Communication Service, no exact time given, but the frequency around 6395, and they're offering a special QSL. Add another language on shortwave, thanks to the need for evangelization, via Ivo Ivanov, schedule info, from the Bible Voice Broadcasting Network, via Werktochtel Germany, shows a new one, Luri, L-U-R-I. It's on 9410 at 04 to 0430 UT, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. Luri is a language spoken in Iran and Iraq. It's somewhere between Persian and Kurdish, according to Wikipedia, with about 4 mega speakers. Alakesh Gupta refers us to the blog of KTWR, which is called ktwrdrm.blogspot.com, saying they've been testing in the DRM mode since they have a new transmitter capable of it, and there is a photograph indicating the frequency is 9910. And indeed, I have been hearing DRM noise centered on 9910 at various times between 12:30 and 13:20. That's just after the analog Chinese broadcast closes from KTWR, but after 13:15, it interferes with another DRM diehard, All India Radio, which is trying to broadcast in analog. In DX India, Alakesh Gupta forwards news from the Shimla station of All India Radio that they're about to upload a new website. It's www.airshimla.com. And furthermore, they're asking for reception reports and promising to confirm them. The email address is shimla@air.org.in. According to the schedule at qsl.net of VU2JOS, All India Radio Shimla has 150 kilowatt transmitter, the night frequency 4965, opening at midnight 25 and closing at 1730, a bit later on weekends, while the day frequency at various non-continuous times between 0215 and 1230 is 6020. Ron Howard enjoys listening to Kanguru Indonesia, which is the English teaching service sponsored by the Australian government, now believed to be on only one RRI shortwave frequency. He says they have a website extensively dealing with their many activities throughout Indonesia, including some videos. It's www.kanggur.org. Every September, RTE in Ireland has two special shortwave transmissions covering extremely important sporting events. Word of this came too late for me to mention on last week's program. There was one Sunday, September 4th, but there's another Sunday, September 18th. It's the All-Ireland football final between 13 and 17 UT. The transmitter is obviously in South Africa, intended for Irish people in remote parts of Africa who depend on shortwave, 7480, 17500, and 17880. Thanks to Harry Brooks for that news. The one on September 4th was barely audible here on 17500, as that's aimed at West Africa, more or less also toward North America. Hearing the majestic Israel radio interval signal on 15760, September 6th at 13:55, preceding the only shortwave broadcast they still feel worth doing, the one in Persian, led me to check the times for daylight shifting in Israel and Iran, since this broadcast will change 1 hour depending on local time. According to timeanddate.com, DST ends in Iran on September 22nd, but in Israel not until October 2nd. Both of them out of step with the rest of the world. So presumably from October 2nd, Israel's Persian service will start 1 hour later at 1500 until 1625. The current parallel is 13850. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1581. Our website will bring you much more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome. by PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jason F. Poplosky in Watertown, New York, where we hope it's not too watery now. The Korean radio war has abated, at least for now, on at least one frequency. Ron Howard in California says he's hearing Voice of the People on 4450 in the clear, without interference from the Korean National Democratic Front in North Korea. September 4th at 1318 to 1326, and on the 5th at 1241 to 1248. Voice of the People was in sole possession of the frequency with patriotic singing in Korean, and still the case on September 6th at 1219. Here is evidence of the westernization of Libya. This report from Chris Greenway in the UK at the Reading International Radio Group meeting. I noted the new station of the National Transitional Council just identifies as Radio Libya. Dave Kenny also heard that name, and not what you would expect in Arabic, since that's the only language they use. Chris went back and listened more to be sure, and yes, it was announcing as Radio Libya, using the term FM as we would in English, not the Arabic equivalent, whatever that may be. Radio Libya is on 1053 medium wave, 96.6 FM, and the Raskom satellite at 2.8 east on 4102 megahertz. It happened in August of last year, and now it's happening again, but is it deliberate or a mistake, and will it last? Radio Madagascar suddenly switching to a frequency 100 kilohertz lower than 5010, its normal frequency. First reported September 6th at 1437 via Long Path to Ron Howard in California on 4910 in upper sideband and weak lower sideband, making it unbalanced double sideband AM. Since it was off 5010, that left All India Radio in the clear. 4910 had African highlife music and pop songs, and perhaps an ID at 1438. It was clearly parallel to their weaker signal on 6135.27, and that became clear after Shokaze signed off at 1430. Madagascar, of course, at this hour arriving on the west coast by Long Path. And it was still on the lower frequency both the following morning and evening, or should I say evening and morning, September 7th, around 0300 and 1400. Also, September 7th at 1758, Mark Davies in Wales heard an ID for Radio Madagascar on 4910 USB, plus carrier, but not on LSB. Even though Ramadan is over, Mauritania's schedule on its only shortwave frequency, 7245, continues to be quite variable. On September 3rd, I was hearing weak Arabish talk at 0135. And September 5th, they were not on the air when I tuned in at 0538. So I kept listening and heard the carrier cut on just before 0543 with music in progress. So is that their new sign-on time, more or less what it had been before Ramadan? No. The next day, I checked at 0343, and they were already on the air with a low-key talk by a woman in Arabish before and after 0400 on 7245. Mexican AM stations are being encouraged to switch to FM, which allegedly provides better quality. However, in most cases, smaller coverage. An item in deradios.com, September 1st, says the SCT, which equals the FCC in Mexico, will be issuing a list of radio stations in Hermosillo, Sonora, which have been permitted to change from AM to FM. In fact, there are 53 stations which are expected to do this in Sonora, Baja California, Chihuahua, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and Tamaulipas. So DX, medium wave Mexicans while they exist, as I've been doing just about every morning around sunrise, 1200 UT. The South African website Media Update via Mike Terry says LM radio is available on the airwaves in the Free State, a story dated 5 September. Mozambique's English language music radio station, which hit the airwaves last October, can now be heard in Lesotho and the Free State province. They're occupying 1197 medium wave during the daytime, which it continues to be occupied at night by Family Radio. Apparently the universal time for the relay of LM radio is 05 to 15 UT daily. As Bill Bingham in the RSA reminds us, the real original LM radio, which alludes to Lorenzo Marx, the capital of Mozambique, now called Maputo, was in the 1960s when it did supply English language commercial programming primarily for listeners in nearby South Africa. You can read all his comments about this in the new DX Listening Digest 11-36. Early Saturday, September 3rd at 0516 UT, I came upon a big pirate signal on 6960 USB, 12 over 9 rock music with heavy modulation and no carrier at all. And live time checks in UTC and a professional sounding DJ identifying as XFM. This is the power of X. It was still heard an hour later. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports what is presumed to be the brand new Peruvian shortwave station Radio JPJ on 3360. August 31st at 0710 to 733 in Spanish, continuous Andean-flavored music. It was weak. He says the earliest I've ever checked for this one. At other occasions, around 0900, he was not hearing it. It was, in fact, JPJ. This indicates it could be on the air all night, at least part of the time. In shortwave bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden also reports it's August 31st at 0345, very good at that time, up to S5, an unusually good modulation on the music. Also good reception September 1st, already at 2330. What lies behind the closure of RDP's shortwave broadcast from Portugal? I translated item from João Costa on the Radio Escutas group. And he is quoting something from the website of RTP itself. The sale of land for the shortwave transmitter is able to plug the complete hole of RTP. The listener's ombudsman said that an eventual sale of land alongside the shortwave transmitter is quite capable, if there are real estate interests, of plugging the hole financially of the RTP group. It's natural to get around to offset liabilities, so it's understandable that economic interests overlap and go beyond the political interests of the community of Portuguese immigrants, says Mario Figueiredo to members of the Ethics, Citizenship and Communication Commission, where this was heard. The shortwave transmitter is located near Pegões in Montijo, Portugal. There's a lot more discussion of this, especially from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who has an intimate knowledge of the situation, in the new DX Listening Digest 11-36. Radio Taiwan International was totally snafu'd when I happened to tune across their WYFR relay on 5950, September 2nd at 0552. I was hearing talk in French and rock music and more conversation in French, until it switched briefly to English at 0600 and then to Spanish. The RTI relay is supposed to be in English until 06 and then another hour in Spanish. The French service from Taiwan is now scheduled only at 19 to 20 UT and never relayed by YFR. But they managed to get back into English the following night at 0520. Here's an exotic medium-wave harmonic for DXers in Europe reported in Shortwave Bulletin. 2321.933 kHz at 1730 UT, August 30th. A good signal but unclear audio signed off at 1901. Heard by Arne Nielsen in Sweden. Once again, Mauno Ritola. helped him identify it. He says, I'm certain this is the second program of Tajik Radio. Birthday wishes, music requests. It was also rather distorted, but he got a closing ID at 1859. The fundamental is 1160.967. And also heard by Thomas Nielsen, September 2nd at 1840, on almost the same frequency, 2321.939. In the Media Network blog, the Coventry Telegraph is quoted that the British Forces Broadcasting Service has launched a new radio website, including 11 local radio stations, and you can listen live to BFBS as far away as the Falkland Islands. It's www.bfbs.com/radio. And Lou Joseph's replies, there's an archive to hear all your favorite AFRTS radio stations over the years, including Vietnam, Korea, and Germany. It's afrtsarchive.blogspot.com/. Check the audio archive of NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday, September 3rd, for an interview with the new director of the Voice of America, David Ensor. There's a transcript as well, and it's in DX Listening Digest. The WWRB website said they would change to a winter schedule September 1st, including using 3195 and 3215 as they did last winter. However, for World of Radio, UT Friday at 0330 last week, we were still on 5051. But if you don't hear us there, check those other frequencies, maybe 3195. Should you hear a station on 990 identifying as Radio Éxitos, 990 AM y La Mejor, don't assume you have a Mexican. I discovered it's actually the Metroplex station in Texas, whose call sign you hardly ever hear is KFCD. They keep changing format, but currently they're trying to sound Mexican. Another non-Mexican Spanish-speaking station I hear on 1060. It's KIJN in Farwell, Texas, right next to the New Mexico border. I've heard it before 12UT and after 0300, when it's supposed to be running only 3 watts. However, they do have a 10-kilowatt transmitter for the daytime. This one is all about religion. If you hear Spanish on 1540, you might not imagine you're listening to KXEL in Iowa. But Andrew Braid in the UK reports to Medium Wave Circle. He heard a Spanish religious broadcast on 1540, which did turn out to come from KXEL. It's the Ministerio Vida Victoriosa, which, according to its website, is on KXEL, as well as on their own program schedule, although they don't make clear it's really in Spanish. This was 0430 to 0500 UT. In fact, the KXAL website shows Galvan revivals 7 nights a week at that time. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 6th. A and K indices peaking at 18.4 September 10th, 10.3 on September 30th. Solar flux varying from 100 to 105 most of September, reaching 110 September 28th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1581.